Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eisen joins us on today's program to provide an update about the latest with the organization.
Well, Karen, a very busy summer is winding down here in the community, which will lead, of course, into an even busier fall for many, including the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance. Several projects that have been going on that the Alliance has been leading with several announcements. We think about child care needs assessment. We think about the Pella Talent Pipeline and several things that PACE has been doing. How are some of those projects going on this summer, especially now that we've had some really big news come out over the last several months?
Well, a lot of work has happened on many different fronts and initiatives within both of those topics that you have mentioned. Child care, for instance, we saw the results of our needs analysis earlier this spring. Since then, we have had a group of stakeholders, including our employers and our child care providers, schools, all working together to really figure out how can we best meet those needs moving forward. So there has been two-day events hosted by Pella Corp here recently to really look at modeling and what does that look like for our community. That information we will all be digesting over the course of the next month and then figuring out how do we move ahead from here. On the Pella Talent Pipeline, again, a lot of work in respect to different initiatives have been happening there. One of those initiatives is the idea of an apprenticeship school here in Pella. We've had great success with the Career Academy, DMAC partnerships, our local employers on those apprenticeships. The idea of apprenticeship school really takes that to the next level. So how can we help those that are in that program really have that same experience as maybe somebody who took the regular or traditional path to college? So can they have that college experience here in Pella? Can we equip them for their adulthood, per se? Coming out of high school, having a full-time job, sometimes you aren't necessarily fully aware of what life has in store. So how can we help that transitional period? So that concept is really being explored. Grant opportunities are being sought for some funding to really help that initiative along. We're also looking at a similar track for incumbent workers, for those who are already in the workforce who wish to skill up. Can they take a similar path to earn accreditations, already having the experience that they have gained through their employer while gaining new fundamental skills and or looking at different positions? So really looking at building our own talent pipeline within our community, but also being potentially a magnet for employees who want to, or high school students who want to enter into that program so they can earn while they learn and have those stackable skills if they do want to go further into their career. We also have some other initiatives that we started earlier in the year. Some of those took a break in the summer, but are going to be ramping right up again in September. Our Connect and Conquer, that's a group that meets once a month on really looking at marketing opportunities or a challenge that small businesses face. We get together once a month, bring in a speaker so they can learn tips, tricks, what answer any questions, learn from each other. That'll be ramping up, as well as our Biz Brews. That is an event that happens twice a month, once in the morning, once in the evening. It is an open invitation to any entrepreneur or any business owner just to informally get together either over coffee in the morning or a brew at the Peanut Pub in the evening and just talk about and learn from each other what's going on in their business life. What are some trends? What are some challenges that having a network of others can help you solve? And we have wrapped up our Thursdays in Pella for the season. We had great attendance. We had wonderful participation from our sponsors and from our members in those. We hope the entire community enjoyed those evenings. And we are in the process of wrapping those up and planning for 2020 already. So I would also just put a plug in, if anybody has ideas for themes that they would like to see, go ahead and submit those to us. We're always looking for new ideas and how we can incorporate some fresh, new, fun activities into those. Another thing to just watch out for this October is a candidate forum. We will have our city council elections this fall. We will be bringing a forum to our members. It's also open to the public to really help educate everybody on what the candidate's vision might be for our community, what some challenges they may see, how they intend to lead the community forward. So it'll be a great opportunity to kind of ask questions, get their viewpoints, and maybe help with the information needed to cast your ballot in November.
Some of the events coming up in the immediate term, your annual golf outing, a great chance to network throughout the community, and one that has benefited several nonprofit organizations and emergency responder groups over the last several years. Let our listeners know about the golf outing, who it's going to benefit this year, and just some of the activities that go on throughout that day.
Well, the golf outing is a fun day on the golf course. It is open to our members. They are welcome to bring guests. This year, it will be Friday, August 23rd. Tee off will be at 9 a.m. at Boss Landon. And this year, our fundraising recipient will be the Pella Community Ambulance. In the past, we have helped with cost for the fire department, for equipment, also for the police department. This year, we are looking to the community ambulance service. They do such a fantastic job of servicing everybody in our community that has needed their services. They're in need of some equipment, too. So it's a great way for players, for businesses to sponsor and really have that opportunity to give back to the community, as well as it's a fundraiser for the Pace Alliance. So it helps us put on programming as well.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.